From NPR News in Washington, I'm Barbara Klein. The Commerce Department reports progress in digging out of a recession that's deeper than previously thought. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
The new numbers show the economy continued to slow in the second quarter, but not as badly as analysts had expected. Gross domestic product shrank at a rate of 1% between March and June. White House spokesman Robert Gibbs says the better-than-expected numbers are encouraging, though he adds unemployment remains a big concern.
We all recognize that there's a lot of work to do, particularly to get people back to work. But we're not going to get job growth unless or until we begin to see economic growth. And I think that shows you the degree to which today's numbers are positive.
Revised GDP numbers for the first quarter show an even worse than expected drop, the steepest decline in almost three decades. Gibbs says we now know how much closer to the edge of a depression we were. Scott Horsley, NPR News, the White House.
Democratic Senator Chris Dodd has been diagnosed with early-stage prostate cancer. The ranking Democrat from Connecticut says he'll undergo surgery next month. Dodd has been one of the key lawmakers behind the Senate's legislation to overhaul health care. The House has overwhelmingly approved an additional $2 billion for the government's popular Cash for Clunkers program, which is only a week old and already running on empty. The program offers rewards of between $3,500 and $4,500 to people who trade in gas guzzlers for new, more efficient vehicles. NPR's David Wilna has details.
Upon learning that the first $1 billion set aside for the Cash for Clunkers program is nearly exhausted, House Democrats rushed to approve a new lease on life for the program before leaving for a five-week recess. Appropriations Committee Chairman David Obey called the program wildly popular.
Some would call this letting the markets work. Consumers have spoken with their wallets, and they're saying that they like this program. And clearly it's doing what it was intended to do to spur car sales in this sluggish economy.
And President Obama was quick to thank the House for acting.
Thanks to quick bipartisan responses, we're doing everything possible to continue this program and to continue helping consumers and the auto industry contribute to our recovery.
Final approval of the $2 billion replenishment now depends on the Senate, which meets next week. David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.
The world's largest passenger plane maker, Airbus, is strongly urging airlines to replace velocity monitors on their long-haul A330 and A340 planes. The current speed sensors are suspected of playing some role in the crash of an Air France flight from Brazil to Paris last month. 228 people were killed. On Wall Street today, the Dow picked up 17 points. The Nasdaq lost 5. The S&P rose a fraction. This is NPR News. Security forces in Spain are on high alert after two bombings in as many days left two police officers dead and dozens injured. Spanish authorities are blaming the attacks on the Basque separatist group ETA, which they say may be making a show of force as the group marks its 50th anniversary today. Despite strong opposition from the Catholic Church, Italy has approved use of the so-called abortion drug RU486, but it ruled that it can be administered only in hospitals. NPR's Silvia Poggioli has more from Rome.
In a 4-1 decision, the Italian drug agency ruled that the pill can only be taken up to the 7th week of pregnancy and not up to the 9th, as is the case elsewhere. RU486, which terminates pregnancy by causing the embryo to detach from the uterine wall, is already available in several European countries. Approval in Italy had been delayed by opposition from the Catholic Church, which opposes abortion and contraception. Archbishop Rino Fisichella, head of the Vatican's Pontifical Academy for Life, said that while the drug may be less traumatic for women, taking it is still abortion. Another top official of the Vatican Academy, Elios Grecia, said that under church law, women taking the pill and doctors administering it incur automatic excommunication. Abortion has been legal in Italy since 1978. Silvia Poggioli, NPR News, Rome.
Space Shuttle Endeavour and its seven crew members returned to the Kennedy Space Center in Florida this morning after spending 16 days in space, 11 of them at the International Space Station. Endeavour returned with Japanese astronaut Koichi Wakata, who spent the past 4.5 months in space. I'm Barbara Klein, NPR News in Washington.